Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 20th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A major upset in Republican politics is reshaping Kentucky's congressional race. Congressman Thomas Massie, one of Donald Trump's most outspoken Republican critics, lost his primary battle Tuesday to Trump-backed challenger Ed Gallrain, a former Navy SEAL. The race became the most expensive House primary in U.S. history, with more than $32 million spent on advertising. Trump repeatedly attacked Massie over his opposition to the president's tax bill, foreign policy positions, and demands for the release of Jeffrey Epstein files. Gallrain won by a 10-point margin and thanked Trump for his support during his victory speech. Massie said voters preferred party loyalty over principle. The result reinforces Trump's grip on the Republican Party heading into November's midterm elections. Another news. A San Diego community is mourning after a deadly mosque shooting that police are investigating as a hate crime. Authorities say two teenage attackers killed three Muslim worshipers before taking their own lives Monday at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Among the victims was security guard Amin Abdullah, a father of eight who police say acted heroically during the attack. Investigators say Abdullah initiated lockdown procedures that likely saved dozens of lives, including children attending classes at the mosque school. Police Chief Scott Wall said the victims' actions prevented an even larger tragedy. Authorities later seized more than 30 firearms and a manifesto tied to the suspects. Community vigils are now underway as federal investigators continue examining the attackers' motives and possible extremist beliefs. Another news. A divide is emerging within Donald Trump's own party over a controversial new compensation fund. Senate Majority Leader John Thune has publicly criticized the administration's plan to create a $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund meant to compensate people allegedly targeted unfairly by previous federal investigations. The fund is tied to Trump's settlement with the ears over leaked tax records and would be overseen largely by appointees chosen by the Attorney General. Democrats have condemned it as a political slush fund, while some Republicans are also questioning its purpose. Vice President J.D. Vance defended the proposal, insisting it would be open to anyone, regardless of party affiliation. The Justice Department has also quietly expanded protections, preventing future ears action against Trump's past tax filings, raising further political and legal scrutiny. Around the world, Russia and China are signaling even closer ties as Vladimir Putin met Xi Jinping in Beijing today. Putin told Xi that relations between Moscow and Beijing had reached an unprecedentedly high level, underscoring the growing partnership between the two powers despite Western pressure over the war in Ukraine. China remains Russia's biggest buyer of oil and one of its most important economic lifelines under international sanctions. Analysts say Putin is expected to push for deeper energy cooperation, including a proposed gas pipeline that could send massive new supplies to China. Xi, meanwhile, appears eager to maintain strong ties with Moscow while carefully avoiding deeper entanglement in the Ukraine conflict. The meeting highlights the shifting global balance as both countries challenge Western influence on the world stage. Another news. Tensions between Washington and Tehran continue to escalate despite ongoing diplomatic talks. Iran warned it would open new fronts against the United States and its allies if military strikes resume, after President Donald Trump said Tehran had only days left to reach a nuclear deal. Trump said he recently canceled a planned attack at the request of Gulf states, but warned that another strike remains possible. Iranian officials responded with threats of a swift and extensive response to any renewed aggression. Meanwhile, the WUA says it intercepted several drones launched from Iraqi territory following recent attacks near its nuclear facilities. Qatar says Pakistan-mediated negotiations need more time, while the U.S. reportedly seized an Iran-linked oil tanker in the Indian Ocean overnight, adding further pressure to already fragile negotiations. Another news. A major counterterrorism operation in Nigeria is being described as one of the deadliest blows against Islamic State fighters in recent years. Nigeria's military says joint airstrikes with the United States killed 175 Islamic State militants in the country's northeast, including senior commander Abu Bilal al-Manuki, described as the group's global second in command. The operation targeted extremist strongholds in a region devastated by insurgency since 2009. According to the United Nations, more than 40,000 people have died and millions have been displaced during the conflict involving Boko Haram and its ISIS-linked offshoot ISWAP. Nigerian officials say the strikes also destroyed weapons depots, logistics hubs, and financial networks used by militants. President Bola Tinubu praised U.S. support and called for continued operations against terrorist groups across the country. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.